My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning, 6th day of July. Do you think that Danny Serafini and the boys literally pictured this when they wrote this song back in the day?
I don't know.
I know. There's an absolute no there. Absolutely.
Cars racing through the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a And this city is what, like New York, like L.A., like all big cities, even Atlanta from time to time, they kind of trip and fall into something spectacular because they have the size of the city. In this case, maybe it's because of the airport. So things just happen around there all the time. And I was looking at this, the website for this race, and we're going to get into some of this stuff here, this street race up in Chicago. But we should welcome our guest on here.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's extra early for her there, so I'm glad
just an hour.
Hey, it's an hour. But I'm glad that she's up and with us today because it's a big weekend in Chicago, and we're glad to have on the WaitForIt.com hotline Karen Grant. She's the Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion at NASCAR. And this weekend is big in Chicago. Karen, welcome to Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. And we're up and at them. We have gates opening in about 2 hours, so it's a little early, but we're ready to go.
Now, when you say gates opening, there is no gate that opens the city of Chicago up. So I'm just curious when you say what's opening up first that you are a part of today, Karen.
Yeah, so we are opening up gates to our race footprint around Grant Park,
gotcha.
Literally in about 2 hours at 8:45. And we have action starting on track around 9 a.m. Central Time. So, I mean, we are really, no pun intended, like revving our engines and ready to go.
When did you hit town? I mean, how long are you in town for an event like this?
Yeah, so I myself and a group of about 24 other NASCAR employees are actually based here year-round. So when we announced our race we're preparing for our inaugural race last year, we felt it was very important for us to be here in the city year-round. We are active in the city year-round, and so we have a team of us that are based here in Chicago 365 a year. But our industry generally, like the mass influx of folks started coming in earlier this week and spent the holiday here, certainly. So there's definitely a lot of energy in the city right now.
I got a lot of questions for this woman. I got lots of questions. So first of all, I'm curious, does NASCAR do this with other big cities or other locations, or is this just unique to Chicago?
Street race is very unique to Chicago. So last year was our inaugural race here in Chicago, but also our inaugural street race. And so we thought that Chicago was a perfect city for us to hold an event like this. I mean, it's a great city. It has a beautiful skyline. And it is just a great urban setting for us to show off the city while also showing off our sport and introducing our sport to a new fan base.
Yep, that's what we're talking about, folks. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Karen Grant, she's Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion for NASCAR. What has this allowed NASCAR to do in an inner city setting that wouldn't ordinarily be happening at some of the other racetracks that they go to?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much, and it's on so many different levels. It's allowed us to do some different things. So just from a racing standpoint, it's allowed us to kind of shake up our schedule a little bit, right? This is definitely a different type of track or racing experience that you're going to experience any place else, and that goes for our drivers, but also from a fan experience standpoint. But in terms of being in the city, I mentioned we have a staff here. Chicago's it's a large city. It's a very diverse city. And we've been here for a short time in terms of an office here, but we've really invested and been intentional about trying to be in all 77 neighborhoods of the city and have a lasting impact. And that reaches from partnering with the local school district, Chicago Public Schools, on STEM education curriculum, to working with local Boys and Girls Clubs and the YMCA, to holding big community events like we did last night with Bubba Wallace on the west side of Chicago. So we've been able to invest financially, but also with our time in the city. And a lot of that really revolves around education from a STEM standpoint, but also just introducing folks to the sport of NASCAR. If you're in Chicago, racing may not have been on your radar. And so we're here to make sure that we can introduce folks to what a great sport it is and all the opportunities that exist from a fan perspective, but also from a career perspective as well.
Yeah, it is obvious that she has spent time there. She sold me on a couple things that she said already. First of all, that she's opening the gates to, let's say it out loud, Karen Grant. I want to make sure I pronounce your name right, so it's not Karen, it's Karen Grant. Mm-hmm.
It is Karen.
I thought it was Karen.
It makes it a lot easier.
With the race cars, we see CAR and we think car, and that's
you messed me up here. And she's opening up Grant Park.
Yeah.
Which is the place.
And how appropriate.
She also now, Karen, I've kept my mouth shut during this whole time, but I am from there. Right, that you, and when you said you were on the west side for this event last night, I want to know where on the west side were you, because you know I grew up on the west side and then moved to Oak Park, but that is home for me. And when you talked about the 77 neighborhoods, that was it right there.
Yeah, I saw your face, facial expression change.
You don't know that unless you're from there, right? You just don't know. It's like the number of Peachtree Streets here in Atlanta. You got to be from here to know. So she obviously
exactly.
She is there, and I couldn't be proud. My chest was starting to puff out here a little bit, but I got to say, once again, this is Karen Grant, Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion for NASCAR out for the Chicago Street Race. Sam, you told me to go to the community page, and I went to the website, Karen, and I went to the community impact page, and the first thing that popped up was my college. They had a thing out there for the Columbia College Manifest, and you guys were there. You brought one of the cars out there. This is one of the events that has happened. It just seems like NASCAR is becoming part of the tapestry because of this event. And how receptive have you been to the community, Karen? The time that you were spent out there. And by the way, we're going to talk about pizza here in a minute. But how receptive has the folks in Chicago been to welcoming NASCAR to the city?
The city has been fantastic, and that's to your point, the city is so broad, and so certainly our neighbors around Grant Park in the Loop have been very gracious and great partners. We've worked very closely with the Loop Alliance, with the City of Chicago, certainly, and the Parks District to not only put on our racing event this weekend, but again, all of those community events throughout the year. But folks are excited. This is still something that's fairly new. It's different. But I think people are able to see not only that we're here and active in the community, but also that this is something that, you know, Chicago can say, we're the only city that has this, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity for a international broadcast to see how amazing of a city this is.
Yep,
as long as it don't rain, Sam, it's going to pop on TV.
You know, that's the thing.
We are not going to mention the R word. Yeah, so, yeah.
We always try to avoid that for our Atlanta races. Folks, we're spending some time with Karen Grant this morning, Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion for NASCAR. She's there in Chicago. I always say youth participation is the lifeblood of any sport, be it, you know, playing the sport or working in the sport. And talk about how important it is for young people to see people that they can identify with involved in this sport, to see possibilities.
Representation is so important in everything. And so I talked about, you know, creating an opportunity to expose young folks to the sport of NASCAR. I often tell people that I talk to, I did not grow up a NASCAR fan. And since I've been working for the league for almost 7 years now, it's a sport that if you experience, particularly in person, it's really hard not to fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we have strived to do here in Chicago and really all of our track markets is make experiencing the sport an opportunity for young people. So exciting this year, we were able to offer youth pricing. So for today's race, the Loop 110, kids under 12 are free admission with an adult. And then for tomorrow's Cup Series race to Grant Park 165, youth are $45. And so we're hoping that we are getting in front of and exciting the next generation of NASCAR fans. And then in terms of just visibility of our drivers, I mean, they're the face of our sport. So I mentioned the event we did last night with Bubba Wallace. And so that was, to answer your question, was in Douglas Park in North Lawndale.
That's where I lived. Lawndale, dude, that's K-Town. Lawndale is K-Town. I can't believe she said that. That's Jennifer Hudson, me. That's, oh, you took Bubba Wallace to Lawndale? God bless
you. We sure did.
Wow.
We sure did. And we had a great crowd out there. Bubba's been a fantastic ambassador for our sport. But one piece in terms of representation that I think is really important is this year, the sport of NASCAR is celebrating 20 years of the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program, which is a development program for young drivers and pit crew members. And Bubba Wallace is one of several alumni of that program who have made it to the top level of our sport. And so we're seeing young drivers and young fans now, having grown up watching Bubba Wallace progress through the sport, and they can look at him and other alumni of our sport and other drivers who are coming up through our sport and see themselves reflected in the sport and understand that there's a place for them, whether that's as a driver or to just be a fan.
Karen, you and I and Sam and this station, we are not going to be strangers. I got so many questions. I'm so interested.
You're going to ask her about pizza now.
Well, we don't have to because she's already here. She said they've been there in the offices, so it's not like she pulled up a week ago.
Okay.
She's probably had plenty of pizza while she's been up in Chicago.
The
one thing that's the takeaway from this whole interview, and you've not said anything, and I'm going to bring it up right now. We've been talking to Karen for how long?
About 10 minutes, right?
And we've been talking everything having to do with this race, and we've been talking about the sport, and I knew this was going to be the case. They have moved past, or it's more about the bigger thing. She has not once mentioned Michael Jordan in the city of Chicago, who is a race owner.
Yeah.
And that's because it's about everything else, not about his – and I'm not saying that as a deterrent, Karen, or there's a problem with that. I just think that says more about NASCAR and their – their representation as far as spreading their wings and then being in the city, and we don't have to hang on Michael Jordan's name in Chicago to make some noise here.
Representation is so important in everything. And so I talked about, you know, creating an opportunity to expose young folks to the sport of NASCAR. I often tell people that I talk to, I did not grow up a NASCAR fan. And since I've been working for the league for almost 7 years now, it's a sport that if you experience, particularly in person, it's really hard not to fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we have strived to do here in Chicago and really all of our track markets is make experiencing the sport an opportunity for young people. So exciting this year, we were able to offer youth pricing. So for today's race, the Loop 110, kids under 12 are free admission with an adult. And then for tomorrow's Cup Series race to Grant Park 165, youth are $45. And so we're hoping that we are getting in front of and exciting the next generation of NASCAR fans. And then in terms of just visibility of our drivers, I mean, they're the face of our sport. So I mentioned the event we did last night with Bubba Wallace. And so that was, to answer your question, was in Douglas Park in North Lawndale.
That's where I lived. Lawndale, dude, that's K-Town. Lawndale is K-Town. I can't believe she said that. That's Jennifer Hudson, me. That's, oh, you took Bubba Wallace to Lawndale? God bless
you. We sure did.
Wow.
We sure did. And we had a great crowd out there. Bubba's been a fantastic ambassador for our sport. But one piece in terms of representation that I think is really important is this year, the sport of NASCAR is celebrating 20 years of the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program, which is a development program for young drivers and pit crew members. And Bubba Wallace is one of several alumni of that program who have made it to the top level of our sport. And so we're seeing young drivers and young fans now having grown up watching Bubba Wallace progress through the sport, and they can look at him and other alumni of our sport and other drivers who are coming up through our sport and see themselves reflected in the sport and understand that there's a place for them, whether that's as a driver or to just be a fan.
Karen, you and I and Sam and this station, we are not going to be strangers. I got so many questions. I'm so interested.
You're going to ask her about pizza now.
Well, we don't have to because she's already here. She said they've been there in the offices, so it's not like she pulled up a week ago.
Okay.
She's probably had plenty of pizza while she's been up in Chicago.
The
one thing that's the takeaway from this whole interview, and you've not said anything, and I'm going to bring it up right now. We've been talking to Karen for how long?
Close to 10 minutes, right?
And we've been talking everything having to do with this race, and we've been talking about the sport, and I knew this was going to be the case. They have moved past, or it's more about the bigger thing. She has not once mentioned Michael Jordan in the city of Chicago, who is a race owner.
Yeah.
And that's because it's about everything else, not about his – and I'm not saying that as a deterrent, Karen, or there's a problem with that. I just think that says more about NASCAR and their representation as far as spreading their wings and then being in the city, and we don't have to hang on Michael Jordan's name in Chicago to make some noise here and do something special.
But his team did win this year. So they did win a race this year.
Yeah.
And he was there at Talladega.
Was there a consideration to putting him out front, Karen, for, you know, and I guess you can't speak for all of NASCAR, but for this event and this being the town that he made his name in?
I mean, I think to your point, we are looking to kind of put our entire sport out there. So,
yeah.
Yes, Michael Jordan is a huge name. And, I mean, yes, in Chicago, but globally, right? So, yes, we're very excited to have MJ be a part of our sport. And that's certainly something here in the city that generates excitement. But to your point, we want to make sure that we're exposing folks to all of the great individuals and opportunities and just pieces of NASCAR. So, so yes, it's in a city like Chicago. I mean, Michael Jordan will always have a stronghold. So 2311 Racing has been fantastic partners for us.
No,
which,
like I said, it was just kind of unique. You would think that would be one of the things they talk about first. And I'm glad exactly what she said. I'm glad it's being handled that way as opposed to leaning on that dude for that. We'll have a conversation about Michael Jordan and how Chicagoans love him another time, Karen. But we could not be happier to talk about this race this weekend and the anticipation of what is going to be next for NASCAR and the history of this race. Chicago. Is she still with us?
Yeah. Yes, I am. So we're so excited for year two. The last year was such a success for us as a sport. The broadcast was well received, the economic impact in the city, and we really learned a lot, not only on our team here, but as an industry. So we're ready to go here for year two this weekend, and just go from there and continue learning and growing.
There you go.
Fantastic. Karen, we appreciate you spending some time with us early before you guys go and open the gates over at Grant Park. And you would spend some time with us. And we are, you know, we're going to check back with you some more because you're giving us some great information.
And I apologize for being obnoxious, but, you know, you're talking about my hometown there. So
I love those personal touch points. So absolutely.
Thank you, Karen. And much success for you this weekend and have a wonderful race weekend.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There you go. Karen, she touched me in a way I didn't think she would.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.